Hey, everybody, Trev here. Before you listen to today's episode of the podcast, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to look at what you're listening to. We have recently created a new podcast feed for the flagship show. It is called the Struggling Artist Podcast. Right now, you may be listening to us on the Struggling Artist Podcast archive. So everything prior to this episode that you're going to listen to now is on the archive. I did not want to delete the archive completely. I wanted it to be up still. So to fix that, we have to make this new one. But after 2 weeks, there'll be no new episodes on the archive. So you're going to have to resubscribe to us on whatever platform you use. I'm sorry. It was the only way I knew how to do it, with keeping everything on the internet, as well as bringing you new episodes through our new host, which is hosted by the website, thestrugglingartistpodcast.com. I really do apologize for that, and it's a minor inconvenience. I know. I'm sorry. But in the long run, this is going to be better for everything that we do moving forward. Again, and I wanted to keep the archive on the platforms so people could listen to them. Now, if you're listening to this right now, and the platform your platform that you use doesn't have the Struggling Artist Podcast, it only has the Struggling Artist Podcast archive, let me know, trev@thestrugglingartistpodcast.com, and I will make sure we get to that platform as well. I know this is a minor inconvenience, but in the long run, it is going to be so much better for the podcast, for all of you, and we've got a lot of exciting things moving forward that we kind of felt limited to with using Buzzsprout. So again, please subscribe to the Struggling Artist Podcast and take a look to make sure you're subscribed to that and not the Struggling Artist Podcast archive. Thanks, guys. See ya.
You're listening to the Struggling Artist Podcast.
People need to be entertained. They need the distraction.
With your host, Trev Allen.
I wish to God that somebody would do something to block out the voices in my head for 5 minutes.
To another Record Club recap with Struggling Artist Record Club. With join me as always, Christopher Chavez. Chris, how are you?
What's up, dude?
And we're here to talk about February's record that came out. It got out to you guys a little bit late. If you're in the Record Club and you're just hearing this now, I apologize. We had this like weird snow, and then we were supposed to get more snow, and then it didn't happen, and it still screwed up the mail for some reason. It was weird. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
Well, dude, it's also a leap year, so that might have been the thing too. Yeah. The weird energy in the month. It wasn't used to that extra day, so sure. Everything just kind of got jumbled out throughout the month.
Sure.
Repercussions in these waves.
Speaking of energy, let's talk about the promised end for the broken and for the buried and the broken.
Ooh, jumping right in.
That was a good segue, right?
You're a professional.
This month, Sound Investment Records out of Boston, Massachusetts, sent us a Boston band called The Promised End. They are they're a relatively new band, but they're compiled up of all sorts of Boston band musicians. I know members of the Sky Tigers are in there, and I'm trying to blank at the moment, but there are a few others in there. I guess we're going to start out with a readout, right? Friends, welcome back to another month of the club. This month we have For the Buried and the Broken, which is the debut album for Boston's The Promised End from Boston, Massachusetts. They are a hybrid of hardcore. That's what I thought of them as, hybrid hardcore. I hear distinct hardcore sounds from all over the place, as well as different eras of hardcore. which is very true. If this sounds familiar to you, it came from Sound Investments out of Boston. Sound Investments has been working with the record club since before I had it, when Mark had it. Members had gotten Sky Tigers. They had gotten Radio Compass. They had gotten, I'm trying to think. There was a compilation that went out too that was okay. Really good, that had like bands from Virginia and bands from Boston on it. It was an awesome comp. I really wish I could remember the name of that comp. And I'm sure there was more. I just can't really think of them all at the moment. Anyway, let's see. Back to the readout. Where was I? I should have highlighted it. Okay. Sound Investments out of Boston and has members of the Boston hardcore band Sky Tigers, which was a record club selection in Get Punk days. They come to the table with experience and high energy and check off so many boxes for me. All right. We're going to stop right there. Also, I'll do the newsroom stuff too. So from the newsroom, because we'd like to do that every once in a while, the Golden Ticket record went out again this month. Congratulations to the winner of that one. The month of this month was The End Is Nigh from Savage Remains. Awesome band.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. To the new people who just joined, I have way too many CDs. I hope new members were like, hey, can I get some CDs? Because I have enough, like, it's like, I think I can send out like 9 or 10 CDs to one person, you know, so I'm really trying to liquidate this. and then I talk about, you know, any questions, hit me up, blah, blah, blah. Trev at the Struggling Artist Podcast, call or text the hotline, 774-570-1552. All right. So we got the readout out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this record, dude.
Yeah.
This was a record that the more, much like last month's record, the more I listened to it, the more I enjoyed it.
I agree. That was one of the things I was going to tell you was that, or one of the things I was going to say was that this took a few listens for me because I listened to it the first time through, right? And I got through it and there was something about it I knew I liked, right? But it was just kind of like, let me listen again. And as I did, I was like, ooh. Third time, even better. Fourth time fit. It's been, and I listened to it again before we recorded about an hour ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, even more, but so much so I'm like, how come I've never heard of this band? So that's when I started to look up and I saw that they were made up of members from other hardcore bands in the area. I'm just looking it up now. So members of Landmines, The Effort, Choke Up, and Sky Tigers.
Choke Up. Yes. Choke Up was the one I was thinking of too. I love Choke Up. I think we brought Choke Up to a round table, but that's for a different discussion on a different day.
Yeah. But yeah, so just seeing that they were a little bit newer in terms of getting together more recently to put this out, that's why I haven't heard them, because they're a newer, when we say newer, new band as a band, right? Not newer people from the scene. But yeah, man, damn.
If you want an anti-fascist album, this is for hardcore, this is the one you want. Like,
yeah. If you want a punch in the face, I mean, straight 25 minutes of punches in the face, this is the album for you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
If you want an album that brings you back to me, this is what I knew. This is what I, as I listened to it more later on, I was like, you nailed it. There's melodic, there's hardcore, and hardcore through different kind of, you know, stages. But there's also like this undercurrent of like the punk and skate punk from back in like the 90s into the 2000s, like Fat Records days, dude. Like, oh my god, that's what gets me immediately, is that super like fucking rapid fire drumming, you know what I mean? That tap 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 tap. I mean, I'm just, it's just, it catches me. And then the guitars kick in, but then they also, for me, on some songs, especially the third one's the one that's my favorite on the album, that give me kind of flavors of Alexis on Fire. I don't know if you've ever listened to that band,
okay,
but they have that melodic hardcore thing going as well. But then it's that breakdown. There's this breakdown like towards the maybe last third of the song, where it kind of has a slower groove, but it's still hard and you know, oh, I just loved it, dude.
Let's throw an audible in here. Do you want to you want to play it real quick?
Oh.
Not the whole song. We'll just do that.
Do a little. Get a taste.
Do you know like around what time that breakdown starts? We'll go right to that.
I wish, dude. It's about halfway through, maybe a little bit past two thirds.
Yeah? All right. Let's see if we can do this. Hold on. Keep talking, though. I'm going to see if I can cue this up for us.
Keep talking. Well, I mean, I don't know what else to say. This album, like I said, the more I listened to it, the more I dug it. I think it's an album that doesn't let up. You're not going to hear a song on here that is like a slower song. It's literally in your face the whole time. I think it barely gives you room to breathe at the end. There is a slight shift in tempo probably on the last three songs, but overall, like the first like five, I mean, let's see how many songs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? Yeah. So the first easily seven songs are just rapid fire, just like you know, the gunshot, and then the horses are off to the races. It's just nonstop juggernaut.
Yeah, man. The second track, Everything is War, yeah. I really liked that one. Yeah. And like, cause like the first one is like, all right, this is going to be some shit, right? Like, all right, I'm getting ready. But then you're not ready for the second song. Like, it just comes in fierce, you know?
Yeah.
I think the title track, The Buried and the Broken, is really good too. Second track is called Everything is War. I don't know if
The Buried and the Broken one's the one I was telling you I love. That's the one that's got that just kind of groove breakdown there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, cool. So what we're going to do right now is we're trying something new.
Drum roll, please.
I'm hoping we can get this to work. We are going to get to that point in that song real quick. Okay. I got that. We got this. We have the technology to do this kind of thing. So just bear with me here.
We have the technology to make you bigger, faster, stronger.
Oh, that's not connected. All right, maybe we'll do that next month. We'll have to plan this out a little bit better.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, so here's the thing, like, today's, and I hate to sound like the old curmudgeon, right? I think of, so today's hardcore isn't like the same hardcore that we had.
No, it's not.
It's more, you know, like, cause like Turnstile has blown the fuck up. I understand it from the aspect of like, all right, I get what people are liking out of it. But to me, like, I'm like, this is hardcore. You know what I'm saying? So
it's not pure hardcore. It's a subgenre of hardcore.
Yeah. So like this album though, takes me back to all of everything about hardcore, right?
Yeah.
Everything there possibly could be. And I'm a huge fan of that for sure. You know, so like this is like, again, this is like political driven. It's kind of like with me and hip hop, right? Hip hop was like, now, like, so when I had someone on the podcast, and Cliff Notes, and I asked about like why today's hip hop, like, what is it that's different, you know? And he said, now it's like a vibe. And that's kind of what the new hardcore is, right? It's kind of like this vibey kind of music. But if you're into the political driven hardcore, you know, stuff from the past, like this is it right here, you know.
This, like, yeah, there's a lot of politics in this for sure. There's a lot of self-reflectiveness in this, and I got a couple songs that felt like there was relationship vibes with that. I'm glad they included lyrics in the album, in the sleeve, because I like to, even though it's not like you can't hear what they're saying, it's clear, right? Like the vocals styles are clear. The gang vocals are clear. It's just sometimes when I'm listening to this kind of music, I get so caught up in the tempo and the guitars and then just the driving rhythm of it that I forget to continue to listen to the vocals, right? I'm more listening to the vocals as an instrument, whereas sometimes I like to sit down and actually know what's being said. So it's easier to do if I can read along. Do you know what I mean? Because if I start listening, and my ADHD kicks in, and like a minute and a half into the song, I realize, oh shit, I forgot to listen to the lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to the music.
Right. Yeah. That's been a common theme on here, right? About talking about like sometimes you need the lyrics for different things, like to get the full effect or to.
Yeah. I think it really does impact more when you can actually read along to the melody that they're singing, what they're saying in that melody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure, man. I totally agree with that. I'm totally on board with that for sure. So, I mean, I guess, you know, we don't have any emails, so this is what the episode would typically be.
It's a leap year, bro. It's going to happen. Year.
We didn't get, all right. So this is like we got the records a little bit late. Like I said, So they got out to members late. So some, you know, if I know a lot of the members are like me and they have stacks of records that they have to play still. So like if they didn't get to it yet, anybody who is a member who wanted to review this album, by all means, still send it in. We will read it on the next episode. We'll do like we did. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I think this was so far into January. I mean, into 2024. We're heating things up.
I'd say so, dude. It was dope, dude. This was another good album.
Yeah.
Like fire album. This is something I'm so glad I'm going to have in my collection.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm glad I got it. I'm glad we got this. And
like, we didn't even talk about the artwork. Like, I love the artwork. The black, white, and with the just the red. I've always loved that. The black and white type of artwork, and then that red.
That red that pops, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's literally like a blood red, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This was a good one, man. This was a good one. I'll urge everybody who's just listening, like if you're unfamiliar with Sound Investment Records, check them out. See what they got going on. You know, they've got some good stuff over there. And I think he does like does distro for like overseas people too. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So it'd be like if you're getting a cheaper album. You know, you'd be able to get it cheaper when it's here than when you're trying to buy it from Europe and bring it over. You know, with the shipping and everything. So, well, I guess that's it. We're ready to get out of here. Next month, I'm going to have this thing working so we could like sample the songs. I really wish we got to today. That's all right. This was on the fly, you know? So
yeah, that's how we do things here, man. We don't prepare.
No, we do prepare, but our ideas, when they come in, we try to just like, whoa, let's do this. All right.
Oh man.
Yeah. So if you want to join the record club, head to strugglingartistrecordclub.com and you can sign up. There's different ways to sign up. We are open. Doors are open. No, not doors. The books are, how do I say that? Subscriptions, right? Subscriptions are now open for April. So if you head there now and try to get in for March, I apologize. March has already been done. We close the doors on the 5th of the month. However, I want to say this on here too. Like, if there's ever a time where, you know, I got the record to you late and you're a month-to-month person, or like you just like, you know, something happens and you're a member and you're a month-to-month person and you need to like, hey, you just hit me up. Trev at thestrugglingartistpodcast.com. We'll work something out. I will gladly grab a record. If, you know, this is like I hate to say it's a corny, but it's like a family thing. Like, this is like a family affair now, you know?
I don't know if that's right. Why I also think that when people, we want you to sign, you know, look, we want you to sign up, but we also want, if you don't want to sign up, but you know people who love it, this is a great gift.
Yeah.
This is a great gift to get somebody.
And it's been it's been a gift multiple times. Like, So
think about that too. It might not be your thing, but if this is your cousin's thing, your sister's thing, your dad's thing, get them a 3 month, get them a 6 month, get them something where they can get this kind of music and get vinyl and add to their collection. And it's, again, if they get that 3 month, 6 month, whatever, you'd get them for a birthday present, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then members, if you want to review any of these albums, you can always email us, Trev at thestrugglingartistpodcast.com, or on the hotline, you want to text a review, 774-570-1552. All right, we've taken up enough of your time for this Record Club recap. We will see the Record Club people next month, hopefully with some more reviews and a new, well, obviously it will be a new record. So we'll talk to you guys later.
See you.